This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. On our program today, our guest is David Pike. David is with Mitchell County Safe Place, a domestic violence organization. Welcome, David. Last week, we began a discussion about what domestic violence is. This is part of a series dealing with the basics of domestic violence. Give us a quick overview of what domestic violence is, please.
Well, last week, we discussed domestic violence and said that a couple of things. First of all, domestic violence can be either psychological abuse or physical abuse. It could be either one. Physical abuse is any physical harm, including hitting, pushing, shoving, forced sex, stalking. And physical abuse is a crime, and the abuser can be arrested or prosecuted, as opposed to psychological abuse, where it's hard to make any kind of charge stick. We also said that psychological abuse usually precedes physical abuse. And the most important thing that I want people to remember is that abusers are controllers. Their primary interest is in controlling their victim, and abuse is merely one means to achieve that control.
If someone is experiencing psychological abuse, does that mean that physical abuse can be expected to follow?
Well, it all depends. Sometimes we've all seen relationships that go sour, and both parties abuse each other psychologically and shout and put each other down. But the key element here, again, is control. If the abuser is really trying to control the victim, then this is a pattern that can escalate to physical abuse. And there's also a cycle of violence where psychological abuse does lead to physical abuse.
David, would you please explain the cycle of violence?
Well, we've talked about this in the past, but I think it's worth remembering because it's subtle. It's very clear to somebody looking at it from the outside, but if you're on the inside experiencing it, you can be fooled along the way here. But there are three distinct phases in this cycle of violence. First of all, there is what we call a tension phase. And here the abuser is very unpredictable. He's emotionally abusing the victim. He gets angry very easily. Although there's a lot of verbal abuse going on. What the victim has experienced during this tension phase is she feels threatened. She feels like she's walking on eggshells, and she's trying to calm the victim, keep him down, but there's really a breakdown in communications and a lot of tension going on in this relationship. Second phase is where violence occurs. The buildup in this tension phase and the psychological abuse eventually spills over to violence. And here a crime has been committed. I think people need to remember that a crime has been committed, someone has been hurt, and it is possible to have this person arrested. You can prosecute, take it on into the court system if you wish, but a crime has definitely been committed. Now the third phase, and this is where the victim often gets tricked, is called the honeymoon phase. And here the abuser realizes that he's really gone way over the line, and he tries to make amends. And what he does is he'll try to minimize. He may pretend it didn't happen. He may try to blame the victim and say it's because you did something or other that made me lose it. But what he really is, again, he's fearing losing control. He's about to lose this victim if he's not careful. And so he's trying to make amends during this phase. And he may, in fact, be generally sorry for what he's done and try to win back the victim. And here the victim has to be very careful, because if she wants the relationship to work, and a lot of victims do, then, she may pretend that all that happened in the past is over with and not going to happen again. But generally it's not going to happen, that this abuse will go back into another part of the cycle with time elapsed. You'll again go through the tension phase, the violent phase, and so forth. But during the honeymoon phase, these victims can really be fooled.
Is it a one-time thing, or does it repeat?
Usually it repeats, and we'll talk more about this when we get into this more next week. But it's a cycle that generally is going to repeat over time, it's going to get more violent over time, and it's going to get more frequent over time. But what I'd really like for people to do is have a phone number if we've struck a nerve with anybody, or they see themselves in this, what we've described. In Safe Place, you can call us anytime, 24 hours a day. Our crisis line is 765-4044. That's 765-4044, and one of our counselors will be waiting to talk with you 24 hours a day. And remember, stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you. Thanks for listening.